English Lines, Pre-Intermediate, by Tom Hutchinson. Published in copyright, Oxford University Press, 1996. Cassette 1, Side 1. Getting Started. Tape Script 0.1.
Mary, can I introduce you to Gianni? He's studying English here in Bournemouth.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you too.
Where are you from, Gianni?
I'm from Italy, near Bologna.
And why are you studying English here?
I need it for my job.
Really? So, what do you do?
I work in a bank, an international bank.
Oh, I see. Did you learn English at school?
Yes, and at university too. But I forget. Forget?
Forgotten.
Yes, of course. I've forgotten a lot of it. My biggest problem is listening. People talk very quickly, and I can't understand them.
But do you like studying English?
Oh, yes. It's an interesting language, and it's very useful. I can talk to people from all over the world, and I can understand the words of my favorite songs, too.
Well, that's a very good reason.
But what about you? What do you do?
I'm a student. I'm studying chemistry at the local university. I hope to see.
Tape Script 0.2.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R. S. T. U. V. W. X. Y. Z.
Tape Script 0.3.
Good morning, AA Insurance. My name's Carol. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like a quotation for car insurance.
Certainly, sir. Can I take some details, please? What's your surname?
It's Allenson.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes. It's A double L E N S O N.
And what's your first name, Mr. Allenson?
Jeffrey.
Is that with a J?
No, it's the other spelling. G E O double F R E Y.
Thank you. And what's your address, Mr. Allenson?
It's 95 Cirda Street. That's S-I-R-D-A-R.
And where's that?
It's in Harrop, Kent.
How do you spell Harrop?
It's H-A-R-R-O-P. And that's in Kent.
And what's the postcode, please?
It's H-A-19-7-Z-Q.
H-A-19-7-Z-Q.
That's right.
And the telephone number with the area code first, please.
The area code is 01469, and the number is 387-5533.
Thank you. How old are you, Mr. Allenson?
I'm 24.
And what's your occupation?
I'm a shop assistant.
Fine. Now, can I have some details of the vehicle? What make and model is it?
It's a Volkswagen Golf GTI. And
tape script 0.4. 1.
How many people are there in the picture?
2.
Where is the cat?
3.
Is this true or false? There are 2 men at the table.
4.
Is the piano lid open or closed?
5.
What is there on the windowsill?
6.
How many video cassettes are there under the video recorder?
7.
Is there anyone in the armchair?
8.
Is there a boy in the garden?
9.
How many people are there in the photos on the piano?
10.
Is there a plant on the cupboard?
11.
How many flowers are there in the vase on the coffee table?
12.
Are all the flowers the same colour?
13.
Is this true? There are 3 mice by the wall.
14.
Where are the children sitting?
15.
How many things are there on the walls?
16.
What is there in the large picture?
17.
What's the time?
18.
What music is on the piano?
19.
Is there anything on the ceiling?
20.
How many animals are there in the room?
Unit 1. Tape script 1.1.
She always does exactly the same things. She wakes up at 7 o'clock. She doesn't get up till 7:15. She switches on the radio. She listens to the news. She goes to the loo. She brushes her teeth. She has a shower. She dries her hair. She chooses her clothes. She gets dressed. She doesn't have any breakfast.
Tape script 1.2.
Christine gets up first at about 7 o'clock. She goes downstairs and has breakfast early, because she starts work at 8 o'clock. When I wake up, I switch on the radio and listen to the news. Then I get up and have a shower. I go downstairs at about 7:15. Sam comes down at about 7:30. She doesn't like the radio, so she switches on the television and watches the breakfast program. She always turns up the volume too loud, so we usually have an argument about that. Colin goes to college, and he's always late. He doesn't usually have breakfast. He runs downstairs at the last minute and hurries out to get the bus. But he usually misses it. So then I take him in my car, and I'm late for work. I like the weekends, because everyone stays in bed late. But I don't stay in bed. I get up first and have my breakfast in peace.
Tape script 1.3.
They can do what they like. But why should I pay for it? Their social security benefits come out of my taxes. We shouldn't pay them to do nothing.
Maybe they don't do any harm. But that's not the point. It's my land, and they shouldn't be here.
It's terrible. The music is so loud, and they look so dirty. And the children, they should be at school.
People only complain because they're jealous. Every society needs its rebels. We should leave them alone.
Well, I don't understand it. He comes from a good home. We're respectable people. He shouldn't live like that.
We don't do any harm. Why shouldn't we live the way we want to? It's a free country.
Freedom? They're just lazy. They should get jobs. And if they don't, we should put them in prison or in the army.
Tape script 1.4. 1.
What's the time?
It's 1:05.
2.
What time is our meeting tomorrow?
10:30, I think.
Are you sure?
I'll just have a look in my diary. Here we are. No, it's at 10 o'clock in my office.
Okay, thanks.
3.
When does the programme start?
Which programme?
You know, that new series about plants that we want to record.
Oh, yes. Just a minute. At 9:20.
Well, we should set the timer then, because we're going out at 9.
4.
Excuse me, what time does the next train leave?
The London train?
Yes.
2:23.
Thank you.
5.
You're listening to Radio West on 96.9 FM. It's 3:18 on this Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, I must go. The bus goes at 20:20.
6.
Hello.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call. It's 7:45. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
7.
Good afternoon. Gino's.
Oh, hello. Could I reserve a table for this evening, please?
Certainly. What time, madam?
7:30, please.
How many people is it for?
2, please.
What name is it?
Baker.
And the telephone number, please.
896-573.
Thank you, Miss Baker. We'll see you at 7:30 this evening. Goodbye.
8.
Could I make an appointment with Dr. Clark, please?
Yes. Can you come tomorrow morning at 11?
No, I'm sorry. Tomorrow's no good for me, I'm afraid. Have you got anything on Thursday morning?
Just a moment. Is 11:25 all right?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
What name is it, please?
Mrs. K. Walker.
So, that's 11:25 on Thursday, Mrs. Walker.
Thank you. Goodbye.
9.
Hello, ABC Taxis.
Could I book a taxi to the airport, please?
Certainly. Which day?
Tomorrow.
And what time do you want the taxi?
10 to 12, please.
Fine. What's the address, please?
It's 128 Carlton Street.
Tape script 1.5.
Every hour, nearly 15,000 babies are born. The world's population increases by 9,300. And the world spends over $100 million on weapons. In a lifetime of 65 years, the average person watches television for 12 years and sleeps for almost 22 years. Your heart beats approximately 75 times in a minute. In that same 60 seconds, you breathe in about 18 times, and you blink 17 times. You lose between 50 and 100 hairs, and more than a liter of sweat daily. In 1 hour, the world drinks 22,500,000 Coca-Colas. McDonald's hamburger shops serve 916,500 customers. People buy enough big ballpoint pens to draw a line round the equator 160 times. In 1 year, people in Britain drink 73 billion cups of tea. Per head, they eat 65 loaves of bread and 157 eggs. Each person drinks 216 pints of milk, 50 bottles of wine, and 207 pints of beer. But Britain is only 20th in the League of Alcohol Drinking Countries. In 1 hour, Volkswagen makes 166 cars at its factory in Wolfsburg, Germany. In the same period of time, the Hero Bicycle Company of India produces 591 bikes, and the Reynolds Tobacco Company in the United States produces 13,640,872 cigarettes. Every hour, over 1,000 planes take off or land somewhere in the world, and there are 11 recorded earthquakes.
Unit 2. Tape script 2.1.
I often travel to other countries, so I spend a lot of time at airports. Today I'm traveling to Greece, and at the moment I'm waiting for my plane. But I'm not wasting my time. What am I doing? I'm playing my favorite game, people watching. Whenever I have the time, I watch other people. Take that couple, for example. They're buying magazines at the moment. Are they going on holiday, or are they traveling on business? They aren't wearing business clothes, but he's carrying a briefcase. Every few seconds, she looks round. Is someone following them? Perhaps they're running away and... Just a minute. There's a story in this newspaper. A bank clerk stole £1 million last week and disappeared with his wife. There's a picture of them here. They look similar. That's it. The money's in the briefcase. I must stop them. They're going to the departure lounge now. Quick. Oh, just a minute. They're saying goodbye to each other. The woman isn't going into the departure lounge. She's walking away. Oh, well. It was exciting for a moment. Oh, what is she doing now? She's talking to another man. They're kissing. Now I wonder...
Tape script 2.2.
I work for a construction company. We build roads, dams, bridges and things like that. At the moment, my company is producing a plan for a new motorway. I usually work in the roads department, but this month I'm working in the department that builds bridges. So my whole working day is different just now. I normally spend a lot of time outdoors because I go to the construction sites. But with this new project, I'm spending a lot of time in the workshop. At the moment, we're testing a model of one of the new bridges. I'm enjoying it a lot because I'm learning a lot of new things.
Tape script 2.3.
When can we get together to discuss a few things, Alan?
Just a minute. Let me get my diary. Right. This week?
Okay. We need about 2 or 3 hours. What about today? Are you free this morning?
No, sorry. Some people from Poland are coming to see us. But they're leaving at midday, so the afternoon's free.
No, I can't make that. We're interviewing for a new secretary.
Are you doing anything on Tuesday?
Well, I'm giving a lecture at 10, and I'm going to the dentist in the afternoon. How about lunch?
No good, I'm afraid. I'm having lunch with Peter. Is Wednesday afternoon any good for you? I'm going to an exhibition in the morning, but the afternoon's free.
No, I'm sorry. That's no good for me. I'm meeting the director at 2:30.
Well, I'm afraid that's it for this week, then. I'm going to Holland on Thursday morning.
Oh, yes, so you are. When are you coming back?
Sunday. But I don't get back till 11 at night. Is any evening any good for you?
No. I'm rehearsing for my new play every evening this week.
Well, it looks like next week then. But anyway, I must go now. Bye, darling.
Bye. Don't forget you're taking the children to the party tonight.
What? But I'm playing tennis at 7. Can't you take them, Mary?
No. I told you I'm rehearsing this evening.
Oh, damn. Now I can't go out.
Tape script 2.4.
Girl. Big. Pull. Do. Come. Sue. Pig. Rabbit. Send. Lose.
Tape script 2.5. 1.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Mm-hmm.
Tape script 2.6. 1.
Do you like jazz?
2.
I live in London.
3.
Is this your book?
4.
We get up at 8 o'clock.
5.
We've got new neighbours.
6.
I don't drink milk.
7.
Can you swim?
8.
Have you got a pen?
Tape script 2.7.
Do you live near here? Where do you live?
Tape script 2.8. 1.
What's your name?
2.
Have you got a pen?
3.
What do you do?
4.
What are you doing?
5.
Do you enjoy it?
6.
Are you going out tonight?
Tape script 2.9.
Have you got any brothers or sisters, Gloria?
Yes. I've got a sister and a brother.
Are you the oldest?
No. I'm number 2. My sister Marion is the oldest, and Daniel is the youngest.
Are you all married?
Well, my sister and I, we're married, but Daniel isn't. He's still at home with my parents. Actually, I think I've got a photograph of me and my family. Would you like to see it?
Yes, very much.
I'm sure I've got one somewhere. Yes, here you are. This is a photo of my wedding.
Oh, when was that?
Last summer. That's my husband, Oliver.
And this is your father at the end?
Yes, and that's my mother sitting in the middle there.
Is this your sister beside your mum?
Yes, that's my big sister, Marion.
She looks like you.
Yes, I suppose she does. That's her husband, Aaron, behind her.
And these are their children, I assume?
Yes. Those are my two nephews, Ben on the left and Josh on the right. And my brother is holding my little niece, Rebecca.
Oh, she's very sweet. And what about your brother? Tell me about him.
Well, he's still single, but he's got a girlfriend. Her name's Alison. Well, she's his fiancée, really, because they're engaged. But they're not in any hurry to get married yet.
I see. Well, they're still young. What does your father do?
He's a salesman for a chemical firm.
Oh, really? Where does he work?
Unit 3. Tape script 3.1.
Mrs. Shearer, may I ask you some questions?
Oh, all right, then.
When did Marie meet Marcus?
When she was only 13 years old.
When did she leave home?
When she was 16.
Where was the wedding?
In Gretna Green.
Why weren't you there?
Because we didn't know anything about it.
How did you find out about it?
I saw a photograph of the wedding in the papers.
How did you feel?
I was very angry and upset, of course. My only daughter.
What did you do?
I shouted at Marcus's mother and pulled her hair.
Did anyone try to stop you?
Marcus did, but I hit him too.
Tape script 3.2.
Where are you from, Jeff?
Well, it's difficult to say, really, because we moved around a lot when I was a kid.
Oh? Why was that?
Well, basically because my parents couldn't agree where to live. My father wanted to live abroad. He liked warm climates, you see. But my mother preferred Britain.
Oh, I see. Where were you born, then?
I was born in South America, in Peru. But I grew up mostly in England. We left Peru when I was about 4 years old. My sister Bonnie was too.
Why did you leave?
Well, my grandfather was ill and my mother didn't want to be so far away from him. So we went to Manchester, in England.
I bet your mom was happy about that.
Yes, but we didn't stay there very long. My grandfather died and we went to the Far East, to Singapore.
And how long did you stay there?
Oh, quite a long time for us. Nearly 5 years. But then my dad lost his job because his company closed down.
That was unlucky.
Yes, it was. Because we all liked it there. Anyway, we moved back to Britain because my father got a job in Scotland. But
he didn't like it, right?
Right. It was too far north, too cold, you see. So, after about 6 months, we moved down to South London. I was about 10 by this time.
Good heavens. And how long did you stay there?
Oh, that was the last stop. I started secondary school, you see, so we stayed there till I left school and went to university. But soon after that, my parents moved.
Where did they go this time?
Well, my sister got married and went to live in Australia. So my parents followed. Lots of sunshine there.
And where are they now?
Oh, they're still there.
And when did you come to Canada?
Oh, about 2 years ago, when I got a place at the university. But anyway, that's my life story. What about you? Where are you from?
Well, my life seems a bit boring after that. I was born in Montreal, actually.
Tape script 3.3.
D. Blamed. Seemed. Lived. Turned. Attacked. Liked. Talked. Promised. Helped. Watched. Pushed. Id. Counted. Avoided. Decided. Started. Waited.
Tape script 3.4.
Study. Money. Woman. Pronounce. Children. Model. Question. Machine. Tennis. Again. Sorry. Forget. Attack. Headache. Number. People. Color. Repeat. Picture. Spelling. Extra. Address. Divorced. Husband.
Tape script 3.5.
It was 1963 and Rodney Fox was in the sea off the coast of South Australia. It was the annual spear fishing championship. Fox did well that day. He caught a lot of fish and he tied them to a small buoy. There was a rope from the buoy to his belt. Near the end of the day, he looked down and saw a large fish on the sand below him. He dived down to get it. Suddenly, something hit him. It knocked the spear gun from his hand and pushed him through the water. He looked round and saw that he was in the mouth of a shark. It was a great white shark, one of the largest and most dangerous sharks in the world. Quickly, he pushed his fingers into the shark's eyes. The shark opened its mouth and Fox escaped, swimming as fast as possible to the surface. He thought he was safe, but when he looked down, he saw the shark's huge mouth just below him again. So he kicked the shark's nose hard and it turned away. But then it attacked the fish on the buoy. It swallowed the buoy and the fish. It dived down and the rope on his belt pulled Fox under the water again. He thought that this was the end. He fought desperately, but the big shark pulled him down and down. Then, suddenly, the rope broke and Fox floated slowly to the surface.
Shark! Shark! He called.
Other spearfishers heard him and hurried to help him. They lifted him carefully into a boat and took him to the beach. The nearest hospital was 60 kilometers away, and during the long journey, one of the spearfishers held Fox's insides in place. At the hospital, he needed 462 stitches, but he survived.
Tape script 3.6.
3 months later, Fox was back in the water. He started fishing again, and this time, he only hunted sharks. He wanted revenge. But he soon stopped and started to study them and photograph them instead. He realized that they are not dangerous animals. Dogs, bees, and even pigs kill more people than sharks do. But sharks are in danger from people, and the number of great white sharks is falling fast. So Rodney Fox started a campaign to protect the great white shark. Today, he takes scientists and photographers to see them.
Unit 4. Tape script 4.1.
If you arrive by train, our representative will meet you at the station. We'll collect you from your home if you live in London. You'll have some time to relax if you're tired after the journey. If you enjoy the show, we'll give you 2 free tickets for your friends. If you want to meet the stars of the show, we'll take you backstage. Our limousine will take you for a city tour if you want to see London by night. We'll take you back to the hotel if you don't want to go to a nightclub. If you like dancing, you'll really enjoy the nightclub. If you have children, we'll arrange a nanny to look after them. If you want to do some shopping, you'll have time to go to the shops on Saturday.
Tape script 4.2. Endings.
America.
American.
Hungary.
Hungarian.
Germany.
German.
Italy.
Italian.
Argentina.
Argentinian.
Belgium.
Belgian.
Morocco.
Moroccan.
Russia.
Russian.
Norway.
Norwegian.
Egypt.
Egyptian.
Austria.
Austrian.
Brazil.
Brazilian.
Mexico.
Mexican.
Korea.
Korean.
Ish endings.
England.
English.
Turkey.
Turkish.
Scotland.
Scottish.
Ireland.
Irish.
Poland.
Polish.
Denmark.
Danish.
Spain.
Spanish.
Ease endings.
Japan.
Japanese.
Portugal.
Portuguese.
China.
Chinese.
E endings.
Iraq.
Iraqi.
Israel.
Israeli.
Pakistan.
Pakistani.
Irregular.
France.
French.
The Netherlands.
Dutch.
Thailand.
Thai.
Greece.
Greek.
Tape script 4.3.
Hello, Waterman International, Mr. Waterman's office. I'm afraid there's nobody in the office at the moment, but if you leave your name and number, Mr. Waterman will get back to you as soon as possible. Please speak after the tone. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Jack. This is Peter here. Look, I'm phoning about the results of that Dutch project. They look interesting. Anyway, I'll put them in the post. Okay? Bye!
Hello, darling. I'm afraid I'm still in France. My meeting is taking longer than I expected. I probably won't be back till tomorrow. But I'm sure you'll be okay without me for just one more night. Anyway, I'll give you a ring this evening. Will you be in? I'll try about bedtime. Bye. Hello, Mr. Waterman. This is Sarah Jones. I'm afraid I'm stuck in a traffic jam on the M25. So I probably won't be there till about 2:30. I hope that won't be too late. I'll give you the number of my mobile in case you want to call me back. It's 0860-639-270. Thank you. Goodbye.
Jack, Dennis, I'm just returning your call. I'm working at home this afternoon, so can you phone me there? That's 577-9898.
Jack, dear. Oh, it's your mother. I hate these silly machines. It doesn't matter.
Hello, Jack. This is Teresa. I just wanted to talk to you about the new adverts. As you're not there, I'll have a chat with the agency this morning. Should be interesting. I'm off to the States today for a week, so I'll drop you a line before I go. And I'll be in touch when I get back. Bye.
Yo, Dad. I'm going out now, and then we're going to a party tonight. So I don't know when I'll be back. Hey, stop it. Look, I'm talking to my dad here. Sorry about that, Dad. Anyway, look, I'm just ringing to say, will it be all right if I take the car? Thanks, Dad.
End of side one.